Hi, you guys. It's Key, soon to be your favorite voice. And today I will be chit-chatting with a guest. We'll be talking about where this whole idea of this podcast came about, and he's going to give us some insight on what it is that he does. So, Mr. Inspire the Great, I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Yes. First and foremost, I appreciate you for having me on here, Key.
Yeah.
My name is Zaki Ali, the founder of Inspire the Great, 28-year-old East African man, Canadian. And yeah, I just love to inspire people. So I tapped into, created a huge brand that's growing very successfully. And I just love giving that energy back and inspiring the people. So just a little bit about me so far.
Yeah, cool. We love to hear it. So as we already know, I've been following your account since, I want to say 2018. It's been some time.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years. So I know I was in following your account because it was just mad inspirational, mad motivation all the time. Every time I got on Instagram, it was always like a good reminder to keep my focus and keep me going. So was that always your intentions for your page?
Yes, it was. So primarily before even the page, I've done it for myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I work a lot in the oil industry, traveling a lot, working a lot of hours. So I'm always studying. I'm always listening to interviews. I'm always mentally, physically, and emotionally aligning myself. So one day I'm just like, yo, what if I could start a brand to really help people, you know? I have all this knowledge. I have all these notes. I have all these interviews about millionaires and billionaires and how they went from scratch to success. How they did it their way. And I'm just like, yo, what if all this dies with me one day, you know? And I don't want that to happen. I really want to inspire the people. So I started it off, and before the page was Inspire the Great, it was actually Hustle the Great. Way before people were really tapped into Nipsey Hustle. So 2014, around that time, I started a Nipsey Hustle page, just quotes and videos about him and his mindset and his business and everything. And about, it was August 31st, 2018, I changed the page to Inspire the Great, because one day I just told myself, like, yo, Nipsey's already a man, a brand, a business, everything himself, you know, how can I brand myself? So that's how Inspire the Great came about. But yes, it's to inspire the people and really not let my purpose or not let my knowledge die with me.
Right. Well, I like that. Well, because of your page, as you already know, it's the whole reason I've really even started this podcast. I never even knew anything about podcasting until you told me, like, yo, you should start a podcast.
Right. And for the reason for that is because a lot of times just people need that little push. That's about it, you know? So just coming on your page and seeing you and feeling your energy and everything, I'm like, yo, you're dope. You're dope. Just whatever you want to do, whether it's anything, no matter what it is, just push yourself to do it. So I'm like, yo, look into podcasts. Like, you don't know how it's going to go or how much you might like it, but it'll give you an opportunity to express yourself, you know, an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to get yourself out of your comfort zone. And just through that, look at you now. So I'm proud of you.
I know, a couple years later, but I started.
It don't matter. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, no. And I mean, when we got connected, like you said, like, your page is all about inspiring people, giving people that push. When we got connected was like a very, very vital phase in my life. Like, I was just, you know, of course, I think I was in my third year of school, juggling work, personal stuff, family, like just a lot of pressure on me. And I wasn't really letting anybody at all, like even my close friends, my family, like I wasn't always letting them in on like I'm going through it internally. And I do need, you know, uplifting every now and again. And it was like, boom, I think I said a prayer, like, God, just steer me in the right direction.
You definitely did tell me that.
Yeah, too. let me see a sign of that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And within maybe days to a week, got your message of just such motivating and powerful words. I was like, wow, this is crazy dope.
Right. Now, how it aligned is crazy, because I remember you telling me, you were like, bruh, this is crazy at the time that I needed it the most. At the time I prayed for it. But it's just, yo, like, the only reason why I do that is because I was there. You know what I mean? And I never had that myself. So if I can be that for other people, if I can really just take a second out of my time and just give a good word, or, you know, just be like, yo, keep your head up, or, you know, just do what you gotta do, or, yo, you're dope and your energy, your brand and your energy is really dope, just focus more on it, then it doesn't kill me, but it doesn't take anything away from me, and it truly makes that person's day, week, month, you know, and their whole life a lot better. So
something so simple as just some kind words, uplifting words, even if you don't know that person, when you're out in the store, just telling somebody, you know, just something nice. You never realize how much it impacts them because you don't know exactly what it is that they're going through on their day-to-day.
Exactly. And especially in a society like this, you know, we have so much negativity. We have so much going on. Everything is so in our face 24/7 that we have no time to really express our feelings, emotions, or no time to even really understand what they are. Because there's so much going on that it's the next thing. Like, you haven't even dealt with the last thing, and then the next thing comes about, you know? So those little things, those little conversations, those little messages go a long way, man. So
And that's really what I wanted to get out of this podcast. Like, of course, it's therapeutic for me. Right. It's something a bit outside of my comfort zone that I could get used to. But the whole point of it being connected with, you know, what my Instagram page, the handle is With Love, is just to spread love, spread positivity. Like, I'm, you know, going through self-improvement just like everybody else is. It's not always the easiest thing, but we're all doing it. We're all there.
I'm just trying to be that energy for somebody else, you know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Because I appreciate all the energy that's been, you know, provided to me from, you know, being connected to someone like you, from like the supportive friends that I have, my family. Like, I just want all that's being poured into me to pour it into other people in the best way that I can. So
100%. Even it's little things like the podcast in itself, right? So many people are, I don't know if the world is, we know there's a lot of fakery going on, but it's just people are even scared to talk to people and converse with people, you know? And like, even for a brand like myself, like, a lot of people don't ask me to come on their podcast or anything. But a lot of times when I get in touch with them, it's usually because they're like, oh, we were scared that you might not reply, or, you know, that you might not have the time. And it's just a lot of times to give back with people, and give back to people is so important, man. It's so important because we never had this. Like, we didn't grow up with this. We didn't grow up with a silver spoon, you know? We never had these opportunities. So now that we do have them, now that we do grow these brands and we make this money or whatever it may be, it's good to really give back because it ain't going to stay forever, man. You the same people that you see going up are the same people you're going to see coming down.
Man, so that is so true.
We got to stay humble. We got to stay humble.
Yeah, and just share ideas with one another, like, bounce ideas off of each other. Because, like we just talked about before our conversation about a podcast, I didn't even really know what podcasting was. I'm like, is that like radio? Like, what is that? Then I started looking into it for real, which was, I want to say, back in 2019, was gonna do it. Then I was like, no, you know, I hate hearing my voice play back. I just hate it so much. I don't think it's for me.
I think that's everyone too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anybody that's like, woo, I heard my voice today. Like, we all hate our voices.
Oh my goodness. Like, even now when I record, I'm like, I'm not gonna listen back to it but one time, because if I try to listen to it too much, I'm gonna be too critical. It's never gonna get posted. So I remember bringing up the idea to Chai, and she was like, well, let's do it together. Like, I would like to do it. Then we started it, and it was actually fun. It was therapeutic for the both of us. It's just, you know, COVID happened, our schedules got crazy, and we couldn't continue it together. But I was like, you know what, I still want to do it. I just need to start. It's just a matter of starting.
Exactly. And another thing is, like, no matter how many times it works out or doesn't work out, it's just, it's a part of the process. Like, even to give a little backstory with people, like, yeah, we see Inspired Degree. Yeah, it has a huge following and people know of it, and it helps a lot of people. But that's my fourth page. That's my fourth page. I've had three other pages that weren't as successful or didn't work out, or I wasn't consistent with it, you know? But what if I stop at the second one or the third one? Then I wouldn't be here where I am, you know? So it's all a part of the process, and we really just gotta, do what we gotta do just to keep it pushing no matter what. So it don't matter if it takes you 2 years or 4 years or however long it does take you, at the end of the day, at least you got there.
Yeah. I just had to get over that. I guess, you know, I can't say it's like a fear of having to start over. Like, I'm starting over again. Right. What if people don't take it serious because I've put it out there so many times? Right. But it's just like that fear is like limiting. You can't be scared. Like you said, you cannot be scared to start over. Like, you start a business and you have to start another business and another business. The point is that you're still trying, and eventually it is going to stick. And every time you try, you're going to learn something new. So it's always going to be a learning curve. You apply for a particular school you want to go to, don't get accepted. Keep trying, you know, do something different. Try out for a team and don't make it the first time. Keep trying. It's just the point that you keep going with it.
And there's such blessings in the not it happening on the first one. Mm-hmm. If it does happen on the first one, then we wouldn't, like, it wouldn't mean anything to us. Kind of like mothers, right? They carry their kids for 9 months. Nine months of agony, pain, you know, just their body changing, and that's the love and connection they build with the baby. So by the time that they do have the baby is their entire world and existence. But now imagine if you give birth in one day, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not as meaningful because you didn't go through that process.
Right. Same thing with business. Same thing with life. If you hit your first three and you become an NBA player right away, then you're going to be like, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't try hard.
Yeah, I got this in the bag.
Right. And it's going to be easy to you. You're going to be complacent with it and everything. And another thing that you said, oh, what if they think about this or say this? The same people thinking and saying that aren't doing anything better than you if they're thinking or saying that. Because if people are doing something, if people are really at the level that they need to be with the focus and vision they need to have, then they don't have time to be looking at you or doubting you or putting you down. So the people that are usually talking or looking at you or saying things are the people that are misery loves company. They want you there. Mm-hmm. So just look for the people that are doing something that are positive more than the people that aren't doing something. And they're the only time they got is to bring others down.
Yeah, that is so very true. And I was actually just having, I've had this conversation so many times, but just recently with Chai about, it is really not our business to mind what other people are thinking about us. Right. Like, they're going to think what they think regardless. They're going to look into what we're doing and create their own opinions regardless. And if we try to control everybody's opinion, we'll be running around crazy because everybody's perspective of us is so different. What matters is our own perspective, and that whatever we're doing is with good intentions and it makes us happy.
Right. Because if they have time to be looking at your stuff, then clearly they don't have time for their own. And sometimes it's easier to point the fingers, but three are always pointing back at you. So the funny thing about life is, no matter whether you're successful or not, whether you're in a mansion or homeless, they're still gonna talk.
They're still people are gonna have their opinions. I would rather anyways, but it's just me. We're so conditioned to thinking like everybody has to be on board with what you're doing in order for it to be successful or in order for it to be meaningful.
No,
just as long as it makes you happy, and again, your intentions with it are pure, are good, you have your priorities straight, then that's all that matters, regardless of what people are thinking about it.
Right. They say you're never as good as they say you are, and you're never as bad as they say you are. We're in the middle, man. We're in the middle. Just have your goods, have your bads, and life goes on both ways.
Yes. Oh, man, that is so true. So one thing I wanted to know from you, though, I know you've talked about it slightly on your lives, on your page. Yeah. Said you started out with your page as it was Hustle the Great first. Now it's Inspire the Great. Do you have any plans of it growing into something else beyond than what it is right now?
That's a great question. So No, I want to keep this, my goal, my primary goal, I have it written down since the beginning of time, is to to reach and inspire a billion people. So my primary focus wasn't money, it wasn't anything, it was really just to stay active and really inspire people. So this page will always stay like this. It'll get better, it'll get bigger, it'll connect with other things to make it that much bigger, so that way the reach and the connection is bigger. But no, I just want this to be, it's my therapy. It's my way of connecting with the world. It's my way of giving back. It's my way of putting my value out there. So no, I'm going to connect other things to it. Like right now, I have my social media marketing agency coming up right away. So
cool.
Yeah, so of course, doing these type of numbers and growing 80,000 followers in less than 2 years, over 100 million impressions, posting 3 times a day, 6 days a week for 2 years straight. Like, of course, you know what Instagram does and Instagram is about, and how the algorithm and everything works, right?
So
my goal now is to tap into the social media marketing agency and really build businesses and companies' social media. So I'm gonna connect that to Inspire the Great, but Inspire the Great in itself is for the people and it's for really inspiring the world. So
yeah, I love it. Well, with your intentions with it, you're definitely doing that. You're motivating a lot of us. I'm gonna let you plug yourself so everyone that is listening can go follow your page, because I guarantee you, if you follow his page, you'll be motivated to start something that you've been putting on the back burner.
I appreciate that. So my Instagram is Inspire the Great. Same thing with Twitter. My Clubhouse is Zachy Hustles. I'm on Clubhouse. I'm going to start a new room called ITG, The Marathon Continues, where I'm going to start inspiring the people and really giving back about how to grow your social media, how to grow your mindset, you know, how to tap into your subconscious mind and reprogram it. As far as that, that's everything. I'm not on social media much at all. But yeah, so that's where you can tap in with me. Majority of the time, if you want to do any podcast or any business, or you want to tap in with me anyway, the best way is Instagram, since I'm on that majority of the time. So Inspire the Great is the Instagram account.
Okay, cool. Well, Zachy, I'm not going to keep you for too long. I know you probably have something you're working on, but I really appreciate you coming on my podcast. I also want to thank those of you that are tuned in. I really appreciate the love and support. I hope you all have a blessed day or a blessed night. And if you aren't already having a good one, remember, you can always start now.